The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get in our chat room as already people have jumped in, and they're going for it. And also we're streaming video live throughout the world, so you can see what happens in here, which is could be scary. 7:06 in the morning. And, you know, Linda is not, she's not going to be here for the next couple of days. There, she, I think she talked a little bit about it yesterday. Members, close, you know, friends of her parents have passed away. And, Linda's on her way down to Sacramento to attend, funerals and also of her uncle. All three of her, three people in her inner circle, not her, you know, not her, nuclear family. Have all passed away, or we found out about one of them who passed away a little bit earlier. So she's down doing that this weekend. So I will be having guest host here, and we'll have a number of things going on. Of course, Chief Paletti will be on tomorrow. And we'll have also, you know, a couple other surprises as we go along. But I'm always surprised that Bad Bob's here.
And Hattie.
Tell everybody what happened to the news this morning, Bad Bob.
Well, in addition to the other odd things that I do around here, I'm the de facto engineer, and there's nothing to get the adrenaline pumping quite like a call at shortly after 6 saying, we're off the air!
Ah!
You know, the alarm bells ring, and it's throw everything in the vehicle and come charging in, and fortunately it was a minor issue, and here we are.
Yeah, you know what, how we have this thing, we have a couple of things written on this board that's been here over 2 years. One's don't cut the red wire. Don't press F12 without permission. Play happy bumper music for Linda. The next one I want you to write up there is check the power source. You know, that's what it is. It's the it was a cord that went to the power source that somehow had fallen out.
Well, the first rule of troubleshooting, and you know this from the Marines, is always check the simple things first.
There you go. So let's put that up on the board so whoever's in here, they'll look down and they'll replug in things. Okay, today we've got we're going to be talking about things that happened at the city council. We're going to be talking about the board of supervisors. We're going to be talking about this. Looks like city of Shasta Lake had a big fist fight up there again last night in their board of in their city council. Honestead, Sam Honestead is running for office, which is, you know, that throws things into a different look. For some people, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the dam. You know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, raising it 18 feet. What kind of impacts are going to have on people? We're going to talk about the Obama changing his mind. We're going to talk in, wait a minute. Okay, I know I do that a lot, but I don't do that. Obama changes his mind. And is Santorum really, really the real deal? He's just looks like he's just won two of the caucuses and primaries up there in Minnesota and Missouri. So let's we're going to be talking about him too. And we've got a lot of things we're going to be discussing today. But first, as we do every morning at this time, we go to our Wells Fargo advisors. And in this case, it's Josh Wiley. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
We're peachy here.
Good. Well, investors are showing some early optimism surrounding today's scheduled talks between Greek policymakers, and developments out of Europe will remain in focus today as U.S. economic data is light, with crude inventories hitting the tape at 10:30 Eastern time. Currently, the Dow's up 5 points at 12,883, while the NASDAQ is up 10 at 2,915, and the S&P 500 is up 3 at 1,349. Oil is up $1.42 a barrel at $99.83. while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.15%. Gold's up 70 cents this morning at $1,749, while silver's up 14 cents at $34.33 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Alcoa is up 8 pennies at $10.75. ExxonMobil is down a quarter at $85.62, while Verizon is up 29 cents at $38.21. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors who are located out on Park Marina Drive on at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning. And again in the afternoon, we really like having them on. They're, you know what, they put a, they're cheerful in the morning. They always come out, you know, even when the news isn't good. You just like listening to them, and it's the way they tell you. We got to take a break. We come back. Oh, did I mention, in fact, that the Ninth Circuit Court said that, telling people they have to be a male and a female, in other words, banning gay marriage, is unconstitutional? I will talk about that, too, and see how you feel on that one. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
People keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 712 in the morning. You know, I Linda's going down for sad things, and we miss her. You know, I miss her in the morning because I have a tendency to get dark at times, and she's always there being light. I mean, she says things, but I'm honoring Linda here. What day in history is it? It's Boy Scouts Day. Chicago businessman William Boyce incorporated the Boy Scouts of America on this day in 1910. He didn't, however, conceptualize the scouting movement. That was done by Robert S. Baden-Powell in England. It seems that Mr. Boyce was visiting England, and he lost his way, and a young boy guided him but refused any money or any type of reward. The surprise Mr. Boyce acquired as to why. The boy replied that he was a scout, and scouts did not accept a reward for doing a good turn. And that really inspired Mr. Boyce, so he started the scouts in the United States on this day in 1910. I think that's a good story. And, you know, and it kind of goes into what we're going to talk about next, because the Boy Scouts are under attack because they don't allow gay scout leaders. And they have been attacked. They have had people, they've been forced out of buildings that they've actually bought and given to the city, you know, so they can be leased back to them. And this is down in San Diego. But as the in the paper today, Record Searchlight, which we enjoy, the three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, not surprising, has decided that the ban on gay marriage, same-sex marriage, is unconstitutional, saying it serves no purpose other to lessen the status and human dignity of gays. And now what they are going to do, they're going to give them time to appeal the 2-1 decision before ordering the state to allow same-sex weddings to resume, which is good. So that goes on to the Supreme Court. Now, frankly, and you know, they make a big point of saying, you know, 6 states allow gay marriage. Well, 44 don't. The idea is that, you know, does it make any difference if you make laws in that you can marry the person of the same sex? Is there, you know, is there an agenda going on here? I mean, you know, let me play the devil's advocate here. Is the fact is that does it make any difference who marries who? Does it make a difference if a man marries a man, a woman marries a woman? How about then can I marry two women? And if we all are adults and we all agree, why not? How about can I you know, I understand that there's laws against you know marrying your pet goat. I guess there's laws about that. I assume there's laws against that. But there's, you know, why can't a person, if they want to, have a polygamous marriage? What's wrong with that? Why can't a man, if he can, you know what, in other countries they do it. So why can't a man have two wives or three wives if that's what he wants, or a woman have three husbands? Why can't that be done, Bad Bob?
I don't know.
No, really. Why shouldn't you be able to do that?
I think we are on a slope that is increasingly steep. In certain cultures, you're allowed to marry a 10-year-old. You know, it's where do
that,
we go?
Okay, now let's talk about that. That's right. In some cultures, 10-year-olds are allowed to marry, or even younger, marry male adults. You know, we're talking about the Muslim religion here. Or sex of it, at least. If that's wrong, but it's not wrong in their country, but it's wrong in our country, should it be wrong? I mean, when we say that, the people say, you know what, I'm uncomfortable with the fact that people of the same sex being married in a wedding. I mean, if it's one thing is that you're being discriminated against because you can't get insurance, you can't visit your loved one in the hospital, if you can't buy a home together, if you know all these things. You know, that's one thing. You know, if all of that is in place, saying, yeah, we don't, you know, this is a civil union, you two are, you know, are partners, and there's a lot of people that have civil unions that aren't gay, that they fall under this. So my question is if it's okay to marry, and I'm really not trying to stir the pot here, if it's okay for two people of the same sex to get married, why isn't it okay for a man to have multiple wives or a woman to have multiple husbands? Does it lessen the fabric of our nation? Is it something that's going to tear us apart? Could it tear us apart? Does it seem like there's something wrong? Does it seem like there's an agenda where don't ask, don't tell has gone away, that a Navy chaplain's being told what they can say and what they can't say by the Obama administration, that being politically correct is more important than being correct? Why a lieutenant general that was not allowed, a decorated army general, was not allowed to speak at West Point because they thought he might say something that would offend Muslims. In fact, the name of that group, CARE. The CARE. You know, they protested the fact that this general was going to speak at West Point, and then he was disinvited. Can I say that? By West Point, because a Muslim organization said that, oh, you know what, he may say things that are not, you know, that are, you know, about the Muslim culture that's not, Islamic culture that's not, that could hurt feelings. There's so many things going on about that I'm starting to wonder that if we gotten to the point that it's so politically correct that decisions are not made. And I guess you could use as a perfect example of all of this is that major down at Fort Hood, Texas, that killed, 13 or 14 people and wounded dozens other. And people knew that he was a problem, that they knew that he was a fanatic. And he was still promoted. He was still given fitness reports that allowed him to go to schools, become a doctor, and all this. And he was clearly something wrong there. And nobody did anything because he was a Muslim.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing. I'm just having a problem getting my arms around all this. And so much of this has happened over the last, 3 years? So much of this has happened in the last 3 years under Obama watch. I've got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about one last thing about Obama. But then I want to talk about things that are going on here in our city, at our state, in our county. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This month, month at Tobacco & Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco & Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco & Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco & Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Domestic violence and sexual assault are on the rise here in Shasta County. This is Katie Minoletti with Shasta Women's Refuge. If you have a heart for giving back and can spare a few hours a month, you can make a difference. Applications are being accepted now for our crisis intervention training class. For more information, please call 244-0117. That's 244-0117. Or you can visit ShastaWomensRefuge.org. And thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:23 in the morning, February the 8th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com in the chat room. In fact, President Obama has just joined us in the chat room. At least that's what the person has typed in here. Frankly, I'm not sure it's him, but we'll find out. We're also streaming live video. Just go to livestream.com and look up Free Fire Radio and you can see us. Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Look for a sunny day today, a high near 63. Calm winds out of the north around 6 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low about 37. Then sunny for your Thursday and a high near 70. Currently 47 degrees downtown. And the weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, music, food, ambiance, wine, great service, and good people out there at Anselmo Vineyards. And Ann Coulter is coming to town. She's coming to town. She's going to be speaking out at Anselmo Vineyards. Find out how you get a ticket or if you'd like to have dinner with Ann. And, I mean, a dinner that's only going to have like 60 people in it. Give a call at 474-5546. It's 474-5546. Ann Coulter's coming to town. If you'd like to hear her speak, she'll be out in Anselmo's at the event tent, and then a dinner afterwards. It's going to be a great time. Okay. President Obama and political action committees, he said it was a threat to democracy. Well, not so fast. He's changed his mind. You know what a PAC is? A super PAC, which can accept unlimited donations from corporations, labor unions, and wealthy individuals. In other words, Soros can put in $500 million into a PAC, and they have that money available. All right. And before, like I said, President Obama said these were threats to democracy. They should be done away with. Well, now he is all over that, and his consistency, as he has been with many other things, has changed. But he's compromised. According to what he said, and to articles you read, then so what about your principles on this? What about standing up for what you thought was right? What about not doing that? Well, that's fine. Your principles only go as far as being reelected. Then everything is out the door. And if you didn't think he was going to be taking money from PACs, you're wrong. Okay. Now, Sam Honestead is something. Let's start talking local here. Sam Honestead used to be the senator. Honestead from this area is thrown his hat into the ring for Herger's seat. So now we have, are you ready? Are you writing these down? We have Honestead, Doug LaMalfa, who is being backed by, who Herger has put his support behind. We have Pete Stiglitz. We have Greg Cheadle. And we have Jim Reed. Jim Reed is a lone Democrat that's running for the congressional seat that I know of. I mean, who knows? Others may jump in. Here's what's going on with that. Honestead, who was supposedly out of the country when Herger made his announcement, has been thinking about it and now has said, I am going to run for Congress in Herger's spot. Honestead is, frankly, I don't know that much about Sam Honestead. I've been here. I knew he was our senator. I never saw him up here. I'm sure he did come up here at some point. I never saw him. We've had him on the show one time when he was running for lieutenant governor and lost that. But what this does, and there was an editorial in the paper that, now we have a horse race going on here. Doug LaMalfa is a great guy. Pete Stiglitz is a great guy. I don't know Greg Cheadle that well, but he seemed like he was very competent and wanting the best, very conservative. And then now you have Honestead in. And so now you have a race for Congress. And we'll see what happens with that. We'll be, of course, having everybody on the show here talking about what they plan on doing. I think, frankly, it opens things up and it's going to be quite an exciting year. Okay, Babop, we've got, let me see. Republican Tom McClintock. He's Representative Tom McClintock. Yeah, he is backed Honestead. Is there something on that, McClintock's not even from our district and all that. I mean, I've heard of him, and he is a popular conservative guy.
He's well-placed in the California Republican Party, which I would hasten to add does have a habit of shooting itself in the foot over the years, but that's just me.
Well, that happens. Yeah, that happens. We're going to have at 7:30, we're going to have John Dixon come in. We're going to be talking about the Board of Supervisors and the City Council. Some of the things I wanted to also talk about, that has happened is the what's going on in the military and the Department of Defense, that we actually had an aircraft carrier that left to head out to the Straits and had to turn around and go back because of maintenance problems. That's right. An aircraft carrier was 14 years old, had to literally turn around and go back because they could not go to sea because their maintenance problems was too much. So when you do that, it's not just a carrier, but their carrier battle group then is affected. But the other thing is here's our aircraft carriers. Everybody talks, we've got all these aircraft carriers. Well, how many of them are really up to snuff? How many of them are really maintained enough to go in and go to flight ops consistently for a month? Well,
you've got not only the carrier itself, but of course the air wing and all that. Having been on a carrier that got extended when our relief got called back is not a good experience.
No, it's not. But here's the other thing: is that many of the aircraft on the ships are also having problems with maintenance. At the same time, the Chinese are launching brand new aircraft carriers. We've got to take a break here. We come back, we've got John Dixon. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the Board of Supervisors and several other things. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire, CNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a lackluster kickoff for the markets as investors digest the latest round of corporate earnings. Wall Street is also keeping an eye on the developments in Greece and the ongoing negotiations over its debt crisis. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is in positive territory, up just 8 points. More states are looking to be part of a settlement with several major banks over foreclosure abuse. Michigan formally joined 40 other states in the agreement. Arizona and Florida are expected to do the same in the next week. The plan lets the banks pay up to $25 billion to resolve foreclosure lawsuits. It also provides aid to those who lost or stand to lose their homes. And Caesars Entertainment is making its Wall Street debut today. The casino operator has priced its initial public offering of 1.8 million shares at $9 a share. Caesars will trade on the NASDAQ under the symbol CZR. The company expects to raise about $16 million before deducting costs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by SJ Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, as many have, including President Obama. I'm just not sure that's him, though. I guess we'll have to have a code word for him. It's February... It's February the 8th. It's tell me it's 46 degrees out there, and that's 47 degrees. And it looks like, is it going to clear up today, Bad Bomb?
Yeah, we're looking for sunny skies today and a high pushing the 70 mark.
Wow.
Well, actually, high near 63. It's 70 tomorrow.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say about Joe and Shelley? They just do outstanding things for our community. Espresso Joe's, where you get special coffee and their chocolate truffle, 16 ounces for $3. Sales on cigars in the walk-in humidor. If you've got a flag that's been damaged or old and you don't know what to do with it, stop by Tobacco and Brew and drop it off. They'll make sure it's taken care of with dignity and honor. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. There's just a lot of things going on here. We had the city council meeting and the board of supervisors meeting and a couple other things going on. I'm not going to get into the city of Shasta Lake. They have a utility rates meeting, and people are talking about screaming and hollering, and there was a exchange, you might say. They sparred, and let me guess who they would be. Councilwoman Dolores Lucero and Mayor Ron Dixon. So we'll talk about those later on. But what we want to talk about right now is what happened at the Reading City Council and the Board of Supervisors and probably a couple other things that are going on with our guest, John Dixon. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm peachy. And how are you doing?
I'm going to say good morning to your beautiful bride who is down in Sacramento, and I hope things are going
well.
Well,
she's
going to
be leaving in about 20 minutes.
Excellent.
So if you see a Jeep heading down the road, please just get out of the way. She's locked in and rolling hot.
Well, we had a very interesting pair of meetings yesterday. The County Board of Supervisors met early in the morning at 9 o'clock, or that's not really early, but it's early for them. The meeting was a unusually non-contentious meeting. There was a very, very good presentation on the Gray Wolf OR7, known as, I think, Traveler.
Voyager,
whatever.
The Voyager. Okay, now this wolf is the one that's come into town and from Oregon, has gone through Siskiyou County. It's even went into Lassen County as part of it, right?
It's been traveling back and forth between the counties, even hit into Nevada for a little while.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, you know, frankly, the Traveler or Voyager needs to watch out because I understand they're figuring out different types of wolf recipes up there in Hayfork.
Wolf recipes.
Yeah, so,
they sound great.
So what have they decided to do about one wolf?
Well, they're not doing anything. First of all, the Department of Fish and Game is paying attention to it. More on a research basis than anything else. They're not dedicating any budgetary amounts of money to tracking it or anything. They're accepting the reports of Oregon, who are the ones that banded the wolf and are following it through radio tracking. They are involved. They're interested, and they want to see how it develops. They were talking about the various wolf packs that have developed as a result of the federal protection throughout the United States. That this wolf is protected, in case anybody's wondering. Once it crossed the border from Oregon into California, it became a federal issue, and it is federally protected, and there are enormous fines of like $100,000 if you shoot it, or I don't know what they charge if you put it on the menu, but I think it's probably fairly expensive.
Well, you know, the wolf better hope it doesn't drink out of any of the water out of the Shasta River, because unless it's signed a document, or the Department of Fish and Game will pummel it.
Well, it better stay away.
We'll beat it, and because, or if it, you know, God forbid, it eats a salmon,
or if it pees in the Scott River.
There you go, the Scott River. You know, you're in trouble if it goes into
or
the
eats
Scott.
A coho.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, if it even looks at a coho, it could be, you know, but probably got a shock collar on there that'll shock it so they can, you know, keep it away from
even them. More trouble if it steps on a fairy shrimp.
Oh my God. Maybe it can buy a mitigation permit from Glenn Hawes.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's too good.
Oh, come on now.
Okay,
the wolf. Now, just it's not even really that important, except for the fact that when they reintroduced the wolves into like Yellowstone and these other places, they introduced Canadian wolves, which are not native wolves, but you know, you can't tell just by looking at them, but it's a different genus. And they have been so successful up there in Montana and Wyoming that on the east side of the mountains up there, they have just decimated the elk and the deer herds up there. And because they have, you know, it started out with two, and all of a sudden you have eight. And then that branches off to two or four more, and then I've read a great article in the National Geographic about this while I was sitting at Cypress Square Barbershop, and the whole thing is that they don't have enemies, and they are a very, very efficient predator.
They were discussing this at the meeting. It's kind of interesting. There is only one wolf in California. That's OR7. That is free-ranging, that's not in captivity.
Yeah.
Now, yet there's an organization in San Diego whose representative was up here talking yesterday to the Board of Supervisors that represents the best interests of wolves and their propagation.
How do you get to be part of that?
Why do you have an organization in California with
one
wolf?
They had no wolves. They had no wolves. And you know what? In a day, it could be out of California. What's your bylaws? Okay, got to take a break. All right, we've had enough about wolves.
No wolves. Wolves are dead.
Except that. You just got to love this because watching what happens, you know, and you know, hopefully everybody says, okay, it's a wolf, it's in the country, it's in the state, so what? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, 7:41 in the morning. We'll be right back.
This one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato, and seasoned vegetables and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Ladies. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning, February the 8th. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. We're videoing ourselves out on livestream.com. Just go to livestream.com and check out Free Fire Radio and be in here. Linda is on her way down to Sacramento today. There's been some deaths in her parents' circle that she's known for a long time, so she's down there to attend a couple of funerals. And it's funny how things just happen, you know, two or three, and then all of a sudden you start hearing different people that are having the same things going on. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a great guy. He can fix your windshield if it's got a little bitty chunk out of it or if it's got a crack up to 24 inches. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or visit him at 3208 South Market Street, heading out toward Anderson. You know, the thing about it with Jeff is honesty, integrity. If he can't fix it, he's not gonna waste your time and take your car in there and do all everything that you expect somebody to do when they're doing really good work. Because if he knows he can't fix it, if he knows that's not his, you know, that windshield is not one that should be, you know, repaired like that, he will tell you right away. And that's one of the things we like about him, a veteran who has integrity, honesty, and guarantees his work. That's Jeff Wurst at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, John Dixon is our guest here. And we're talking about what happened at the Board of Supervisors.
We stopped with the wolf.
Okay, let's go on and to...
let's go on with the juvenile hall that is going to be built.
Yeah, you know, the $880,000 added to this project. Now, most of the money comes from...
CDCR.
Okay.
California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Okay.
All but $2.9 million.
Right.
$2.5 million of that has already been covered. It was covered in a type of contingency held fund that's been built up over the years, and it sits there in place. Basically, they're looking for $440,000 is what they were asking for approval for yesterday. And the reason for this is what they call Alternate 1. And this is an extension to the juvenile hall that's going to be built that's going to service the administration of probation. Probation department's going to have to move from where they're at. They'd have to be placed somewhere regardless. This is going to give them a space close to the population that they serve. It's a good idea. It's sound. It was well represented. And I'm going to say that Larry Lee spoke well to it, to the funding of this program, and to the whole situation. He is one of the most clear and concise speakers that
We need to have Larry back on again. He's a straight shooter. And, you know, having been down in Juvie Hall, not as a recipient, but I was down there as a teacher, a substitute teacher, because they have classes. I don't know if people know this, but there are three teachers that are assigned to juvenile hall, and they teach all day long, and they have classes all day long with the juvies the offenders in there. Some of them are in there for just a day or 2 days, and they go to school, and then they leave. Some of them are in there for a month. Some of them have been in there for months. And they go to school every day. They take a classes. They have homework. It's just you do your homework in class. It's the teachers there are really good, and but it's a different kind
of environment.
Of environment. But the hall itself
is a wreck.
It is a wreck, and I mean, not that it's not clean and all this, but it just needs to be replaced.
Well,
and if they've got it paid for, I can see this. Now, the one question I have is only one local contractor bid on this.
Correct.
And they had six bids, and he was $1 million over almost.
On his bid.
On
which
his
took
bid.
Him out of the specialty considerations. Yes.
But it seems like why is it when you've got local people here doing local work that it's $1 million more than somebody that's coming in from El Dorado Hills?
Especially when you're given a cutback on the bid itself. They're giving like a 10% or 20% consideration for the bid, so they're really over. Yes, that's what I understand.
Okay, you know, I'm not sure that, I mean, I would need to find out, but I think it's a great idea. But so we only had one company here in
bid
Reading.
On this.
Yeah, and almost $1 million over.
A person spoke to this
what did they say about
yesterday.
That?
Well, what his concern was less about the number of people bidding as much as the fact that this one of the prime subs of the prime contractor from El Dorado Hills has like 9 outstanding violations with the state in regards to his license, and they were very concerned with that. It was kind of a last-minute scramble by a local contractor trying to get some consideration is how it felt, but his point was well made, and he supported it. He gave the nine cases that were referenced. However, Pat Minturn was aware of what this situation was, but the general contractor is not under any type of suspension or any type of accusation.
He's got a sub.
And he can deal with the sub as he is supposed to.
Are they all Americans? Or yes. Is this out of a Spanish? No, I mean.
No, I understand what you're saying, Carl.
Yeah. I mean, they're all, but these are American companies.
Yes, they are.
So we're not going out of the country to build a juvie facility.
No, and it's here. A company we've dealt with here in the county before. They have built for us. They've done a good job, and they're a contractor that the county is very, very comfortable with.
Well, I hate spending money at this time. However, if they've got most of it and it's covered, that I can see it. But it's still another $800,000 that we've got to. Is that what we've got to come up with?
$440,000.
Where are we going to get that?
Well, it's going to come out of a contingency fund. We have, and this was part of the presentation yesterday that I found really exceptional. We have an $8.3, I believe he said, million-dollar. Slush fund,
right.
If you will. I can't say that. That's our overage in the general fund at this moment. That's the contingency that we have. That's what the word I'm looking for, for the county. It'll come out of that. And, again, it was supported on many levels. I think one of the most interesting thing was, again, I mentioned Larry Lees. He brought up the fact that, sadly, we're looking for the state to actually do what they say they're going to do in regards to this, and he said he wanted to pull those words back and put them back in his mouth after he said it, because he was like shooting himself in the foot on his own project. But, because he recommends this, he thinks it's good. We can't go on the premise that the state is going to cancel everything they say they're going to do. These grants and fundings and whatnot, based on the budget. We have to go with some, give them some credibility that they're going to pay something.
Well,
I know. It's scary.
Yeah.
And again, like I said,
I'm surprised they don't disband the National Guard. Okay. We got to take a break here. John Dixon is our guest. We're talking about the Board of Supervisors. We also have City Council. We're going to be talking about things like that. We're going to be talking about Santorum. We're going to be talking just a number of things here for the next during this hour and into the next segment. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:53 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Take your hand, I'm shaking like milk.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, celebrity voice impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundino's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old, and get me out of this rhyming mode.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
And coming, not the car washing suds.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 7:56 in the morning, February the 8th, 46 degrees out there. It's going to be up in the 60s today. It's going to be clearing up. 530-605-4567 is our number. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com, and we're streaming video live on livestream.com. Just go to Free Fire Radio. You can see myself. Linda is on her way to Sacramento to take care of, to help. I shouldn't say to help, but to participate in some, I guess it would be funerals that I won't go on and on about this, but it's very close friends of her parents. And so she's hadn't gone down and she's known them for her whole life, too. But our guest is John Dixon. And John, we're talking about the border supervisors. We talked about the $880,000 given to the voted in for the new juvie facility. Where that money's coming from? It seems like it's pretty well handled. Even though, again, we're spending money in this time, and unfortunately, we don't have a contractor here in Redding or this area that was even in the ballpark. They're almost $1 million off the other. Which is unfortunate. That would have been a big boost here. I would hope that they would use subcontractors from right here in Reading, though, to help
they
save
do
money.
That.
Well, you know, I think that ought to be part of it.
I agree.
If you get this contract, then you've got to use at least 50% of your subcontractors, or 60% need to come from the local area, unless
including
you can't find them.
Local labor should always be involved
always
in this. Always.
Now, okay.
Let me say one last thing here.
Sure.
Because I mentioned Larry Lees right at the break, and I wanted to bring him up one last time because he said something that was pretty much startling. He said, the state will be out of money shortly. And he said, and when I say shortly, I'm talking about in a matter of weeks. And this shortage could manifest itself in shorting the counties on funding and possibly taking more from the counties.
Okay,
school
now which
closed.
One is this? The which fund? Or the state's out of money.
This is the state being out of
right.
money and the potential for closing additional schools, city realignment of payments, and the county having more money taken from them to go to
even
the state.
Worse. Right. And so I would hope that would impact on this $880,000 that they're talking
about.
Well,
I'm afraid it would.
Okay, but you know what? We haven't started building yet, so we just hold that back. But there's even more, is that the California Teacher Retirement Fund is way down, and so which means is that they either take money from the teachers, the county, and again, so it's going to be more money coming that has to be paid into the teachers' retirement account.
We're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
So
again.
There's even more money that's being taken out. We got like a minute left. When we come back on the other side, finish up with this. I want to talk about what happened at the city council.
That's where
I want to talk about, my friends, is that, and while you're here, John, that the largest amount of people becoming dependent, or at least partially dependent, on the government has shot up. The largest since, guess who? That's right, Jimmy Carter, under President Obama. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about a couple other things. I want to talk about the election from your point of view. I know you're a real Ron Paul advocate, but I want to talk about that, too, with Santorum. And is there a sea change going on here? We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney's not deterred.
I expect to become our nominee.
And Ron Paul's upbeat.
Believe it or not, we did very well tonight.
But it's Rick Santorum who's riding high after winning the Republican caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota and Missouri's primary. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, for Santorum, it's all about momentum.
We felt it. We felt it coming.
He tells Fox News even before Tuesday's wins in Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado.
We were doing great in getting the kind of support that we needed to keep this campaign going. Our fundraising was maybe our best 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks.
And he's looking for more funds today in Texas in meetings with religious leaders and Tea Party activists. Super Tuesday states the focus for Mitt Romney. He's in Georgia. And Newt Gingrich, who is in Ohio. Dave?
And Rich, President Obama will huddle up today behind closed doors talking politics and strategy with Senate Democrats. More airline passengers will be able to fly through security. The government expanding the pre-check screening program to Boston, Washington, D.C., New York's JFK, and Chicago's O'Hare airports.
This could include no longer having to remove shoes, laptops, jackets, or belts.
Now, that's for eligible passengers approved into the program that Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says will be available at about 30 busy airports by the end of the year. Weather is not just being blamed for that deadly stage collapse at the Indiana State Fair during a storm in August. The state labor department says the company that built the stage had major safety violations, also blaming the stagehand workers union. The union calls that reprehensible. The accident left 7 people dead. In Missouri, a teenager has been sentenced to life in prison with a chance for parole for killing a 9-year-old. Alyssa Bustamante was just 15 at the time of the killing. She wrote in her diary that she enjoyed murder and that the feeling was amazing. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Iran may be ready to fight back against some of the nuclear sanctions imposed on it. A preemptive oil strike on Europe. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Iran's answers to international sanctions? We can do to you what you do to us. More than two-thirds of Iranian lawmakers voting to cut off oil sales immediately, though it's not yet been formally approved. That means countries in Europe already scrambling to find alternative energy sources may have to speed up that search. Iran's saying they'll look for alternative customers for their oil. The country's still supplying to many countries in Asia, including India and Japan, Dave.
Leaders of Greece's governing coalition have now arrived for talks with the country's prime minister reviewing the draft deal, spelling out all the cutbacks demanded in exchange for getting a $170 billion additional bailout from Europe as Greece tries to avoid going bankrupt. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points. There's a mystery in Washington State. What made dozens of cheerleaders sick at a competition?
Anna Krafchik was one of more than 1,000 high school cheerleaders in a Washington State competition and one of many whose parents had to rush them to the hospital after getting sick and passing out.
While we were in the emergency room, we started getting texts from her teammates, and they were all talking about the same thing, and pretty soon one of them also was going to ER.
Not everybody got sick, so they can't blame the food. Anna and the others, including health officials, have no clue.
I can't think of anything else that we all ate at the same time or drank at the same time that would make us sick.
Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Can you be addicted to tweeting?
It's in many ways, you know, like carrying around a pack of cigarettes to a smoker.
Quinnipiac University communications professor Rich Hanley, after a University of Chicago study study showed for some, the need to check Twitter and Facebook or other social media may be an addiction with strong urges to constantly look for updates and post. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, February the 8th. 46 degrees out there. We'll get to the weather here in a couple minutes. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room, as many have. I'm just looking at Sun Gold and Indie Guy and Country Kid. We're also streaming live video at livestream.com. Just go to Free Fire Radio. Our guest today and kind of co-host is John Dixon, and we'll be talking about a number of different things here this morning. But we're going to go first to Wells Fargo. As we're not going to go to Wells Fargo, we're still trying to transfer that over. Today we want to be talking about, in this next hour, we want to be talking about Rick Santorum, and he has just swept three primaries, which kind of puts a different outlook on things. We want to talk about the Obama administration through one of their departments has said that Catholic or religious based organizations now have to give out either cover or birth control in their insurance plans and a number of other things, which is having a huge impact on people in the sense that they're very upset about that the government's told them is that you've got to go against your religion or that you will be that the government will come after you, I assume, and sue you or try to shut you down. So we're going to talk about that. But first we're going to go to Wells Fargo advisor Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are down in early trading as investors await news out of Europe. Greece is in focus as policymakers enter another round of talks in hopes of securing bailout funding. Currently, the Dow's down 32 points at 12,845, while the Nasdaq's down 4 at 2,900, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,345. Oil's down 40 cents at 98.81 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.14%. Gold's down $8.10 this morning at $1,740, while silver's down 16 cents at $34.02. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Cisco Systems is down 3 pennies at $20.17, AT&T's up 9 cents at $30.11, while Home Depot's down 4 dimes at $45.06. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors in here at 710, 810, and 906. And also again in the afternoon, they are located out at Park Marina Drive. They have a number of different specialties that they can offer. So that's Wells Fargo's advisors out on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've just got the morning started here. We're going to be talking about the national elections, but we're going to be talking about city councils here, right here in Reading, and what they were talking about yesterday. We're going to be talking about spending money, and we're going to be talking about the number of people that are becoming more dependent on our government. It's risen dramatically in the last 2 years. We want to talk about that. And the impact that has not just on our society, but on the federal budget. So we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
Month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:12 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Northern Gateway Chorus of Sweet Adelaides. If you want to talk about singing Valentine's, these are the ladies. They're going to, on February 14th, Valentine's Day, they will come anywhere in the greater Reading area, and they will sing a couple of songs to your loved one there. Anywhere in the greater Reading area, this is time to get to mom, grandma, shut-ins, you know, people that may not get all that love. So how do you do that? Well, you call 246-SING, 246-SING, to make a reservation. It's $40. For two Valentine songs, a card with your message, and a gift. That's kind of cool, because maybe you can't make it there for that day for somebody. Maybe it could be somebody that works in your office, somebody, or maybe your whole office that you do this to. But somebody that's special. And girls, you can do it to guys, too. So that's the Northern Adelaide's Gateway Chorus, and call 246-SING, S-I-N-G, to make a reservation. Okay, John, happened at the John Dixon is our guest today. What happened at the city council?
Before we get to city council, I have to comment one thing about the birth control issue that you brought up.
Well, we're going to do that later, though.
All right, let's do it because we've got time. I want to go to city council.
Okay. And we're going to be swinging around to that.
Okay, well, city council last night was very, very interesting on a couple of different levels. The new contract for RCAC was awarded as an extension of their existing contract. I'm going to have a bit of a difficult time here. I'm not going to editorialize about my feelings about it or anything of the kind. I just want to say it was passed. There were speakers, one pro and several cons about there were two pros, and the rest of the speakers were pretty much concerned with the past administration and how it had affected utilization of the facility. Sharon Warrenius, who's been a proponent of this for some time, of the station, but a bit of a critic of the administration of it, stood up and gave a glowing definition of what the station could be and what it could mean to the community. It was very inspiring. She received a round of applause. It was very good. The contract was awarded, the extension. There are several checkpoints that they're going to have to meet to be able to continue being the administrators of the city's stations.
Did they ever show anything on that channel? And the reason I'm asking, I'm not trying to be facetious. I mean, I went down, and Linda and I went down there, and we did a training session on how to do TV and all this years ago. In fact, that's where we met Bob Belongi. And, in fact, Sharon Warrenius was going through that.
Yes.
This was years ago. Gosh, it must be like, 4 years ago, huh, Bob? Anyway, but every time I switch on to that station, there's nothing on it.
It's pretty much advertising air, or when I say advertising, it's not advertising. It's public service messages or a request for people to sign up for their chat room or their bulletin board.
I guess they do the city council meetings, and they do the City of Shasta Lake City Council and the Board of Supervisors, but is that their whole mission in life?
pretty much.
Well, how much money do they get out of the how much of the money are they being paid for this?
What they're being paid by the city, I'm not privileged to that, but I do know that they receive $70,000 a year in PEG fees, which are supposed to be dedicated to the expenditures of capital equipment, buying new equipment, and I understand it's also acceptable to use part of that $70,000 for the lease fees.
Okay.
Bob? And I would insert, too, for those who are unaware, PEG stands for Public Education Government. It is. It was formed back in New York in the early days of cable so that the ordinary citizen would have access to broadcasting.
Right. And so Channel 11, and this is provided by Charter. It does not go out on Dish. You can only see it on
Charter Cable.
Charter Cable, and it reaches 35,000 or whatever their numbers they claim to have. But
getting back to what your question was, is there any programming
on it?
There's no programming.
Why buy new equipment if you don't have programming?
Basically, because this is transitioning into a production facility.
A production facility for what? They produced before in the old building.
You're putting me on the spot, Carl.
No, I'm just asking questions.
I know that.
But you were there, so
I was
my
there.
Questions.
Yeah. These questions weren't answered at council last night.
Okay.
And they haven't been answered for years down there anyway. But again, there's criticism about people not wanting to come in and participate as volunteers, and the administration of that station hasn't made it particularly
It said that in the paper that they wanted to have more openness there, more transparency, that they don't know where the money, I guess, that they want people to have access to the minutes of meetings. Why, if this is a public broadcasting, or not public broadcasting, but if this is an open access that the cable channel's paying, but I think the city pays money into it also. Why can't we see what goes on?
The city actually doesn't pay money into it. Administers money that they could keep. That's the PEG fees.
Okay.
And they do keep a percentage of the PEG fees. In the city, it goes to the general fund. I think it's 5%.
All right.
The rest goes to them.
Okay, so the city, taxpayers are not paying into this then?
Directly. The charter subscribers are.
Yeah, but that's a choice. That's their choice.
And again, that still comes down to that money is awarded because the city citizens allowed for these cables to be laid. That's where the PEG fees are generated.
And this is a nonprofit organization.
Yes, it is. And as a consequence, but it's a private nonprofit corporation.
Well, private nonprofit means is that you can take all the money and pay yourself.
That's true, and
I'm not saying they do, but
I'm not saying that either. Yeah. What I am saying though is that has in the past allowed them not to operate under the Brown Act, and they're still not operating under it. But they are
because they're private.
They
shouldn't have to.
The contract with the city is calling for them to open their board of directors meetings, and to make it more transparent to the public. We'll see how that works out. I think that they're going to have to hit these points that Rod Dinger outlined for them and make them
I think Rod's got a pretty close look on him.
I think he does too.
I think that he understands the concerns of the public down there. Here's my concern is that they're spending all this money. They've got a studio that they've set up with,
equipment.
With all the equipment and a number of different type of, not just cameras, but lights, and they've got, the whole editing thing set up. But we're not seeing anything.
Yeah, and I just noticed some people in the chat room are a little lost. What this is a forum and a means by which ordinary people can create, produce, and present programming on any issue. There is literally... back in the heyday, there was a huge plethora of programs that you would not normally see on either a commercial or even a public broadcasting station. And within certain guidelines, you can produce and present any program you want that's not, calling for revolution or something along those lines directly. But it is a huge resource that is underutilized and has been sort of swept under a rug in the hopes that it would simply go away, but a few very activist people have kept that from happening.
Yeah, but the other thing too about it is that you don't fall under the same FCC rules. Is that correct?
True. That is correct.
So that's why these things. That's right, and that's why these in New York have become very, very successful because they put all types of well, in other larger cities, because they put all types of offbeat entertainment on there. Because if you've got an idea, and I think, do you have to rent a studio space? I guess you do. Right?
You do now. If you're going to be a commercial venture,
okay.
Supposedly it's if you have gone through the classes and they've become a bit more expensive. I believe it's $125 for the training class. Once you qualify on the equipment, you can pretty much go in and produce your own show. They're not going to turn you loose on all the equipment until you qualify. There's levels of qualification, as there should be, because there is some fairly sensitive equipment there. The editing suite is very nice, and some of the other things. There's a lot of money.
I know they've got a TriCaster in there.
Yep.
Okay. We want to take a break. Let's get down to something else. The RCAC is really – I wish people would go down there and find out what's going on there, because, you know, what about your kids? You know, your teenagers may want to have a show, may want to have – you know what? You can do music down there.
Carl,
we have produced things down there with music that people were playing, you know, jazz.
You've just
hit on
it.
There's all types of things that people can do.
The people
you just
need
have
to
go down there.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Carl Lundebot. Free Fire Radio, 8:20 in the morning on February the 8th. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events with over 11 years of floral experience. Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite each and every one of you to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. There are many new vendors to the timber industry and their suppliers. This year's logging sports competition has 5 colleges competing in the chopping and choker setting competition. 800 kids from our local schools will be going to Education Day. We have a new event this year called the Log Loading Competition out on the racetrack, along with the Backhoe Rodeo and the Truck Driving Skills Competition. The Trucker Seminar early Saturday morning with our local CHP. SierraCascadeLogging.com. Check out our events and our times with our Wild Animals Show for the kids on Saturday. We have a few spaces left, so give me a call at 246-8573. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights. Energy.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is taking care of family business down in Sacramento. She's fine, though. We miss her. In fact, she may be listening to us right now. I think she's down on the road. So if you're listening, hon, we all love you and miss you, especially Bad Bob, because I abuse him when you're not here. You know how you protect him. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, talking about professionals, and we talk about professionals that do great work. Mike Huber, Estate Granite and Marble. If you've got something, you know, you want to spruce up your house, bathroom, kitchen, backyard, this is the guy to call. I'm serious, because he'll work with you with your budget, and he brings in the heat. He brings in some great stuff there that he does in out of his facility. Give Mike a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE. That's Estate Granite Marble. Can't say enough about it.
Jeez, I thought you were talking about me, Carl, when you said professional.
Well, you bring the heat,
okay,
too. You bring coffee, you're a much better chance of getting on the show,
there
too.
There you go.
And if you bring, like, a cinnamon roll, Bob says you're here.
Norma Komnick has that one figured out.
Oh, yeah. Norma has us. And she's bought us. She knows it. And you know what? And we just admit it. Let's go to the phones. Brian, good morning. You're on KCNR 1460.
Mr. Carl, how are you today?
Hey, you know what, Brian? We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, you know, you sparked a little idea in my head about that the station down there. It'd be great, because since I do science all the time, it'd be great for me to do little half-an-hour shows and show kids how to do simple science experiments with their kids at home.
There you go.
And have kids come in and actually do the experiments with me.
Mr. Wizard Show.
That's what it's supposed to be about, Brian.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely what it's supposed to be about. But the problem is from what I understand, I don't know about the new regime down there. And I guess Ed Ballantyne takes care of it. I've got people in the chat room saying that they couldn't get into it, or they can't get down there for tours and things like that, which is, I don't know. The one time I tried to get in, I had no problem. When I just called in to get a tour through there, but you're exactly right, Brian. This is what they should be doing is a North State Mr. Science show.
So how do I get more information about it?
Okay, John's going to tell you,
Brian. This is John. How are you doing? Listen,
good. How are you?
Here, are you familiar with where they're at?
Yeah, actually, years ago, I actually ran camera operations there. It's down there by Charter.
Not any longer. They have moved to Locust, which, are you familiar with Orchard Nutrition?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's in that complex right there. On the backside, you can see the large van that they have.
There's a Mexican restaurant right there.
Right. And electronics.
Tortilla Flats.
Tortilla Flats. It's right behind Tortilla Flats right now.
Anyway, you go in there, meet with the staff. They'll give you the necessary paperwork to fill out to be able to become currently qualified, because the equipment has changed since you were in there last and the qualifications are a bit different. But I'm sure that they'll work with you. The city has encouraged this transparency we're talking about and this openness to the public. And it would be nice to see new programming. It'd be nice to see some programming.
You'd like to be seeing any programming on there. I mean, I have not seen a show on there. I mean, and I go on there every day, at least just to see what's on. But you can't tell, because it always says to be announced, and there's nothing on there.
And, Brian, tell him Carl Bott sent you, and you'll get some decent consideration. I can promise you that.
Yeah,
because he does have views.
Yeah, Brian, just watch out.
Duck. Well, no, I'm not kidding.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Brian. You know, people are in here with some great ideas in the chat room about panhandling in Redding. I mean, that's a good show.
That would be a fabulous show.
I love that.
Just to go around and spot the corners that are mostly utilized and the places they
are.
How
about the Jesus statue?
Could interview them on air about why they're panhandling.
Hog hunters live from Tuscan Butte.
I think it sounds great.
Hog hunting.
Really fine show.
Personal protection.
I've encountered one of those old sows out there years ago. It was not an experience I would care to repeat.
Well,
it was roughly the size of a Volkswagen.
I've completely lost control and focus right here.
I've always wanted to do a show of belly bumping at Johnny's Cat House. So,
RCAC. that stands for the Redding Community
Access
Corporation. And the big thing in the with the city council is that this should be open for everybody. It should be a lot more transparent, and you should be able to go down there. Unfortunately, they charge a lot if you want them to produce a show, it seems like. But if you know how to use the equipment, and you've got the people that know how to and come together, then you can produce your own show down there as long as it's a not-for-profit.
I'd like to say one thing about this further. That's Dick Dickerson said to me last night at City Council as I was closing my remarks concerning the contract. He said to me, would you be willing to see this go forward for the next year with us keeping an eye on it and paying attention to details and being able to invoke that 90-day termination? I said, absolutely,
sure.
Dick. I'm totally in favor of seeing this thing go forward.
We need to have this type of
access.
It
needs to be up and running.
Right.
And
but,
Rod Dinger did a fantastic job of getting this, trying to get this can of worms sorted out.
I know he's been working on it for a couple months.
It's herding cats is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a break here for our news, for our business news. When we come back, I want to talk about eminent domain, something that's happened in our city. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the contraception question now that it's been forced down onto the Catholic institutions, and just not Catholic, but religious institutions. We want to talk about that, too. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's a confident conservative.
We have the best record and the best vision to go up against President Obama.
Rick Santorum riding high after winning the Republican caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota with more than 40% of the vote.
We are very, very confident that we're going to not only get the percentage of delegates out of both those states, but actually do even a little better than that.
Santorum also won Missouri's primary, but Mitt Romney still thinks he'll be the nominee, and Newt Gingrich is campaigning in Ohio.
How many of you would agree that Washington is significantly on the wrong track?
He's focused on Super Tuesday in March. President Obama may be talking 2012 strategy, meeting with Senate Democrats today. Going through security will be a lot easier for more passengers, keeping shoes and belts on as the government expands a screening program for those who qualify in airports.
By the end of calendar year 2012, we will have PreCheck up and running at 28 of the nation's busiest airports.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist, and because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here, on the spot with Linda Bott. brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda is in Sacramento with the family. 8:35 in the morning, February the 8th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on that, off Athens Avenue. What can I say about it? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Veterans get discounts. Man's last stronghold. They support this community. They support our veteran community. And they're just really nice guys. DC, Tim, and Lon are just good guys.
Can I make a comment?
As long as it's positive.
It's about them. They just added a new young barber.
Lon.
Ron is Lon. Dynamite. And he cut my hair the last time. I was really leery because he was so young, and they're not training people as well with razors these days, straight edge razors. He did a fantastic job, handled it well. I will be using him almost exclusively from here on out.
Okay, well, you and Bad Bob are going to have to argue over him because that's your Bad Bob head, too.
He's a great kid.
He is.
You know what? That's right. He is. Yeah. And again, it's a Cypress Square Barbershop. If you haven't gone down there, it is really taking a step back in time.
It is.
Sit down there, and you don't have to just enjoy the conversation. Look at these weird things they have on the walls that look like heads, but may not be, you know, like antelopes and dinosaurs.
It reminds me of when I was a kid, and my mom used to send me down to the barbershop with a quarter to get a haircut, and it was a barbershop just like that one.
Well, it was only a quarter because they didn't have to pay for electricity back then.
They had a hand crank.
There you go. Hey, Bad Bob, what's the weather going to be?
Well, look for a high today near 63. It'll be under sunny skies, mostly clear tonight, low around 37, sunny tomorrow, high near 70, and the report is currently 49 degrees. As always, the report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Music, food, ambiance. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Ann Coulter is on her way to the North State and to a big event up at Anselmo's. And if you want to participate in that, to her lecture and a book signing and then a dinner afterwards, give them a call at 474-5546. There'll be more for more information. We'll have more information on that as we get a little bit closer. It's going to happen in March. So it's quickly getting here at the, I think it's like March 26th, but we have to, we'll find out exactly and get that word out to you. John Dixon has joined me today, and we're talking, even though we range over a whole bunch of things, now it's we're talking about the city council.
Right.
And now it's eminent domain. I thought that we didn't do that.
Well, we do do that for the public good. And this was really a proposal, an agreement for a proposal to go forward with eminent domain. That was what was asked for last night, and required a four-person majority of the board of five, rather than the normal three-person plurality. And they did get the 4-1 vote, with Patrick Jones being the dissenting voter. And I'm going to tell you that I spoke to this issue because I'm concerned with eminent domain. I think it's one of the most serious actions that a government can take when it steps in and does something to either take or demand usage of a person's property without their permission, or, as a matter of fact, with their lack of permission, a specific request not to have this happen. And Mr. Cox, who owned the property, appeared last night and spoke well to his concerns over this. Now, this has been going on since 2008 or 2007. They've been trying to get this built, this sewer continuation piece of property that's needed that will go through and disturb parts of Mr. Cox's property, including parts of his driveway. It'll make access to his business, so he says. He's got a sawmill there, inaccessible to his employees. It's going to be an inconvenience of a type that he doesn't like. He offered a proposal to the contractors as to what he wants them to do. It turned out much of it couldn't be done because they didn't have control over the properties he wanted control over, and it's very convoluted. I started off being totally opposed to the idea of eminent domain, or the government ordering him to surrender this land to a private contractor so that this home situation could get built. It's going to go in. And the area for this is up off of Powerline Road and Placer, 126 homes. But that's the rub right there. This sewer continuation is part of the 1979 sewer master plan continuation. When he bought, Mr. Cox bought the property in 83, there already was this master plan position in place.
Was he told about it?
He says he wasn't. He says that he has a clear property evaluation that said that there was no
easements or anything.
Easements, anything outstanding on the property at all. And it's 49 acres.
So why? But why would you build a house over the proposed sewer line?
The house was already existing.
Okay.
And where the sewer line is going to go is up by his driveway. It's a convenience to take it this way. There could be other ways to go, but it.
But they're going
to
tear up his yard and cut down all
and his
trees?
Driveways. Well, he's concerned that he's got 60-foot trees that line his driveway, and he says there's no way they can put this line in that they want to put in without taking these trees out, and he's resisting it. Now, the board says that they're not in favor of these trees being removed either, and that they wouldn't...
Board is this?
The city council.
Oh, city council. Okay.
I'm sorry. I get confused between the two because I go
it's
so
easy.
Often.
Okay, so the city council doesn't want them taken down either. It seems to me that if you do like a right turn or kind of a, kind of started at an angle that you could go around those trees.
The engineering of this whole sewer line doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
I mean, it just doesn't. And this thing has come out, like
I
said.
Who are they building the sewer line for?
The city.
Is building it
for? Is building it for the city. That's the
definition. Where's it going to?
Well, it goes down from Buena Ventura through Canyon Road, and it goes out to the pumping station.
Okay, they haven't needed it since 1979, which is 30 years ago.
But we are at capacity based on other
facilities. Okay, so that's what's happening.
Facilities.
They need another. Okay.
They need it. I'm not opposed to them doing this.
Right.
I just think that it could have been negotiated out, and that's what Mr. Cox wanted. He wanted a face-to-face with the developers who are going to do this because he doesn't want his property raped.
His concern. He doesn't want it destroyed. He doesn't want all those trees and everything, and you've lived there. I mean, it's not that he's not willing to work with them, but it seems to me is that they could, and they're saying they can't. Eminent domain.
Wow.
Tough one. Got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. John Dixon is our guest here. He's talking about eminent domain that happened last night at the city council. A lot of things happening in city council and board of supervisors. We don't usually do this, but a lot of things going on. We're going to kind of like switch from here. We got some things that are happening in our nation that I've got some comments on. I'd like to hear what you think, too. Just remember, as Bad Bob says, we're the anvil, you're the hammer.
Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com. KCNR14.com.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I love that song. What is that? What's the name of that there, Bad Bob?
That is Tears for Fears. That's Everybody Wants to Rule the World, which is, of course, my theme for any politician.
Reminds me of Pinky.
Or bureaucrat.
Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. What can I say about them? In the business for 30 years, do so much for our community. Joe and Shelley, the coffee special, chocolate truffle mocha, $3 for 16 ounces, or white mocha raspberry. They have all types of loose teas there, of course. And anyway, anything you need to make coffee. Big sales in there on the tobacco side in the humidor, that walk-in humidor with Macanudos. Yeah, and every time I say Macanudos, John Dixon and Bad Bob stand up. When you should, in fact, if you're watching the video right now, you see Dixon doing the Macarena.
Macarena.
That's right. They also collect older damaged American flags and take care of them with honor and dignity. So if you've got something like that, just take it down to 2143 Hilltop Drive to Tobacco and Brew. John Dixon is here, is our kind of our guest, and has been with us. We're talking about the city and the county. Anything else left?
Now I'm through with it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about I know you're a big Ron Paul supporter.
I am a Ron Paul supporter.
Rick Santorum swept
Minnesota and Colorado
and Missouri. Even though Missouri was not didn't get him any delegates,
right.
But he swept three of them yesterday. What's going on in the Republican side here?
What is going on? You know, it's such a contentious field between all of the candidates now. I mean, there have been some very interesting suggestions that I heard the other day. Everybody's still convinced that Romney's going to get the nomination, and he probably will. And they were something I heard the other day that really appealed to me was that if Newt can overcome the contentiousness of this run for the presidential nomination and get behind Romney to help him defeat Obama when the time comes, if Newt will follow Obama's speaking tours and follow up with a speech the next day behind him, it would be really a push in Romney's favor. It would not only show that there could be some coming together of the wounds of the party, but he would be the best speaker to speak out against some of Obama's
Well, Obama, you know, here's the scary thing about it is Obama's driven up the national debt. He has put us in, you know, right now, and this is something I want to talk to people about, the American public's dependence on the federal government shot up 23% in 2 years under President Obama, with 67 million now relying on some federal program, according to a newly released study by the Heritage Foundation. The increase under Obama is the largest two-year jump since Jimmy Carter was president. And it was driven mainly by increases in housing subsidies, an expansion of Medicaid, and changes to the welfare system, along with a sharp rise in food stamps. Huge, but it gets worse. And the fact is that the report also found that spending on dependency programs accounts for more than 70% of the federal budget, and that too is up dramatically. For 1990, for example, this figure stood at 48%.
Well, I think that
less people pay taxes. I mean, we're talking 49% of people don't pay income
taxes. He's going to have a tough time running on his record. He's going to have to run on emotion, on personality, and there's no way he can run on his record. That's
well,
all there is
but see,
to it.
The thing about it is that, you know, I guess I'm part of that because, you know, being, if you look at it, a federal government, I'm not sure, I don't think it's subsistence programs or dependency, but I am getting, you know, I have a retirement from the government after 30 years of service. People that are on some, you know, some form of Social Security. There's all these other things, but I still pay income taxes every year.
Absolutely.
And out of that retirement, I pay into that Social Security. I mean, I pay into all of that stuff.
It's hard to get into that one, Carl, because if anybody has earned retirement pay, it is military retirees. I mean, this can't be challenged. It's not – yes, it's government, but no, it isn't. I mean, the military has always been an autonomy – an autonomous organization that supports a democracy, it is a private industry.
Well, the thing that bothers me the most is that when we talk about this many people depending on the government for something, this is a terror tool. Can I say that? That only thing Obama has to say is Republicans get in. The only way you're making this is because we, the Democrats, are giving you all this. And if the Republicans come in, they're going to cut it all off, and you're going to not survive. And I see that as...
Which isn't going to happen.
Watch what happens. But what? Oh, no, of course it won't
They're
happen.
Not going to cut
They're
it off.
They're not going to cut it off. But the thing is, it's a great arguing point.
You know, having lived through umpteen presidents, 10, 12 of them, I haven't seen any major changes take place as far as my economics go throughout the entire period of it. So, I mean, we can say this party is going to come in and change this, and this party is going to come in and change that. Hopefully they're going to change something. But what it really needs to be changed is how we address our economics in the world.
You're right. The whole thing is how, you know, is putting our house in order in the sense of making a budget.
Yes.
Taking care of our immediate family, which is Americans. And then, you know, and then everything else after that. And then, so anyway, we've got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pi-Gal poker, Texas Shootout, Pi-Gal, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. And party in the pit on February 24th and 25th for Buck Bet Weekend. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day in the 21 pit on Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, a mama can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Is there music with this, or is that just me bringing it up? There you go. Carl and DeBott. Linda's down in Sacramento on family business here. 8:55 in the morning, February the 8th. Tomorrow we have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti on. And Rob's a great guy. He's really fit here into town. He's loving it here, and I think the people really, really are... Have taken to Chief Rob Paletti. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. That Judy and Bob have been in business since 1985. They sharpen almost anything. I can't imagine they sharpening the wit of John Dixon, but hey. They can. If you want a bandsaw blade, they will make it to order. Saws, knives, router bits, you name it, they sharpen it. Go out and visit them at 6915 East Side Road. Building 6, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. Great people. Great work. Okay. We got like 4 minutes left.
Rob was at the city council meeting last night, and you're right. He fits into this community like a glove. I mean, he just...
He does.
He's a natural transition.
He loves where he lives. His son started wrestling on the team, and I think that's great. And he's got a nice family. So we welcome Rob Paletti, and he's been on, you know, since he's been here at least once a month, because we do our updates with he and the sheriff.
He even did a chat pack breakfast with us.
That's right. He did, along with the sheriff did one too. Okay. Santorum has just won 3 big elections, or I should say the 3 primaries. This kind of throws the whole election on the Republican side is somewhat of a turmoil. You had in the one in Minnesota that I think Ron Paul finished second in that.
Right.
And then Romney third. He won Colorado, Santorum did. And Santorum is really pounding Obama
actually
on
won
a lot of
Iowa.
Things. Yeah, and...
I mean, on the recount when they did the
final
count, he won Iowa.
Yeah, it was by 6 votes.
Yeah, something like that.
But it was still.
He won.
And Santorum, well, who's Rick Santorum?
Rick, it has definitely got a message that he's putting out there that is appealing to a lot of people. He is a strict conservative. He believes in conservative principles of economics, and he believes in small government. I like those ideas.
Was he a senator or a governor?
He was a senator from Pennsylvania.
That's right. That's what I thought. And he lost his re-election.
He was running in a very Democratic community, and it was a realignment, I understand, that got him defeated.
Okay.
You know, gerrymandering. And
kind of what we have up here in California.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Anyway, I want to go back to birth control, Carl.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah, a couple minutes here. Right. All right. So we have the Obama administration is saying that religious organizations, they have hospitals and institutions, anything, that they've got to offer birth control insurance?
Yes. If they're going to be able to process Medi-Cal, Medicare.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are this thing almost has a social engineering thought to it. A look not unlike what the Chinese did, only in a more subtle way. The Chinese simply said, you families can have one child, and that's it, because we're not going to grow our population any more than we already are. We can't make those type of across-the-board demands or requirements on our population at this point. But indirectly, if we can get those people who didn't participate in birth control to participate in it, we're going to be able to somewhat control the population expansion. And I think this is a subtle approach at social engineering, and it smacks of almost a Nazi approach to it through propaganda.
Well, here's my thing about it you have people that are moderate ISIS Catholics that have no problem with birth control, but they support their institutions in not providing birth control or paying for birth control. And that's just the way it is. Now that you've got the government get in there and say, you will do this, you will provide that, and it goes completely against it, then what's the next step, as we said? Is it forcing priests and of any religion to perform services for what they don't want to do because they are religiously against this? It's against their dogma and their doctrine. You're going to lose your tax
right
exemption. Okay, we got to run. Hey, tomorrow, like I said, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti, Carl and DeBott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
From dragging me down.